Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
All right. Hey, guys.
All right. Let's pick a message.
All righty.
Kevin さん、山ちゃん、お疲れ様です。
Hello. Thank you.
初めてメッセージさせていただきます。This is from Yasuko さん。
All righty.
この新しいトピックリクエストのシステムのおかげで、ますます番組が盛り上がっていくのではとワクワクしています。
Mm-hmm.
しかしながら、この便利なシステムを構築したケビンさんの噂を、ガファムあたりが嗅ぎつけ、ヘッドハンティングされやしないかと少しばかり心配でもあります。
Well, I kind of already do work for them, so don't worry about it. Yep. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
前置きが長くなります
が。All right. Yep. 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 Don't worry about it.
Because you're inside already.
I am inside all of them already, so don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't I explain
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did. You did. Yeah.
Right.
All of them. Right?
I make system for every one of those companies. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Super.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
It's an honor to.
That no, I no worries. No worries. Like oh, no worries, man. No worries. Don't worry about it. Oh, don't mention it. Yeah.
さて、前置きが長くなりましたが、お聞きしてみたいと思っていたことがあります。それはサマータイムについてです。
Okay.
私は少しでも英語に耳を慣れさせようと、アメリカのニュースサイトの生配信を見ているのですが、サマータイムの終了に伴っていつも見ている番組の時間がこれまでより1時間遅くなってしまいました。
Mm-hmm.
そこでふと思いました。サマータイムの終了はともかく、開始の時は1時間早くなりますよね。
Mm-hmm.
学校のクラスに大抵1人や2人うっかり者はいるものです。開始の時に遅刻しちゃうとか、遅刻しちゃう人とかいないのかなとか、家の時計や家電の時刻、いちいち手で直さないといけないのかなとか、家族揃ってうっかり者だったときっと大惨事でしょう。
Mm-hmm.
長くアメリカで暮らされたケビンさんはその習慣には慣れてらっしゃるかと思いますが、それでもやっちまったなという経験。そしてフランスで約1年間生活された山ちゃんさんの体験談を、など、日本では馴染みのないサマータイムにまつわるエトセトラをお聞かせいただけると嬉しいです。
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Right. So...Yeah, I mean, summertime, it doesn't happen that often. So it is a thing that everybody talks about. Like, oh, guys, tomorrow's going to be, you know, summertime. So make sure, you know, you fix that clock, guys. And I don't think anybody's like not aware of it, like unless you're like completely socially isolated. But yeah, when I was at school, I mean, everyone would kind of mention it. So like,everyone knew that it was going to be 1 hour earlier. I don't remember anyone being late. Maybe there were. I mean, I can imagine people just not being able to wake up or just, you know, someone made a make mistakes and late for work or late for school. But not that I remember. And yeah, we do have to do it manually. Like before we go to sleep, we would set the time 1 hour.
True.
Yeah. And then, we would sleep. So, yeah.
So you have two timings, right?
Yes.
One is for set a time an hour earlier.
An hour earlier, yeah.
And then second is...
You'd rewind 1 hour.
Okay. Yeah. Do you remember when is that?When do you do that? Like, you know,
like at the actual date?
Yeah.
Or
beginning of the summer and the end of the summer?
I don't remember exactly when, but when does summertime start? 6月21と9月22.
Okay.
Is the two timing. Yeah.
So it's for the summer. So that's why it goes summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see. Okay.So the day before the beginning of the summertime day, you go to the bed a bit earlier than the usual?
Well, so that depends on the family, right? Okay. Like if you're, like if you want that, I don't know, 7 hour, 8 hour sleep, you would go an hour earlier. If you don't really...
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not a common thing that, oh, tomorrow is the summertime, so you have to go...Yeah, you have to go home earlier, or you have to...
Yeah, like that's... There is no, like, みんながやってること. It's just...
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
I mean, we don't have that concept in Japan.
That's right.
It's very...
hard to imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you get back,
yeah,
the end of the summertime,
mm-hmm.
you don't it feel like you gain 1 hour?
Yes, you do. You do. So like when you gain back that hour, mm-hmm. everyone's excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, we have 1 hour.
So it's like
free to use. Like we can do anything on that ladder.
Right.
Yeah.
25 hours a day, kind of.
That's right. Right. It's like a special day. Everyone's really excited for that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have something special to do on that day?
Oh, no, I just fuck around. I just... I get excited.
Uh-huh.
I get all energy hyped up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I spend my hours. I see. Hyped up, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Not uh-huh. very productive.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you expect from a kid, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you think we should do that in Japan too, the summertime?
No, you don't. It is a little mendokusai.
True.
You know.
Yeah. So everything shifted.
Yeah.
To, right?
Yeah. So like you're now it's all digital, right? Mm. So like when you try to set a calendar date, like an event for like the summertime. Oh, this event will happen during the summertime. So wait, should I?
Wow. True.
Like if the event's at 6 o'clock, should I put my calendar at 5 or should I put it at 6?
Wow.
I don't know if this app would automatically like adjust whatever True. It is. So like I can imagine it being like a little bit uh-huh. frustrating. True. Like if we were to suddenly start summertime in Japan in cultures that don't have it.
Yeah. True. But it's mainly fixed for the daytime, right? Having a longer daytime, no? It's like a... Because in summer, the sun time becomes longer, right?
Uh-huh.
So the reason why you guys do the summer time is like having more like sunshine time, no? Just something I guess that's true.
Yeah. You're right.
So it feels like that's nice. Like if you have longer
right.
Sunshine time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But true. It would be very confusing if it starts suddenly in Japan.
Yeah. I mean, we can do it. All we have to do is wake up 1 hour earlier, right? Like during the summertime.
That's right.
Like if you want the benefit of that, right?
Yeah, true. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Right.
Summertime.
Yeah. Not related,
okay.
But I saw this content mm-hmm. on TikTok.
Yeah.
So this woman was laughing at the fact that in Canada, at the airport
mm-hmm.
in Canada, like, you know, there's two lanes for foreigners
mm-hmm.
and Canadians.
Yeah.
There's two, right?
Yeah.
And at the foreigner section,
mm-hmm.
there was the word foreigner, and then right next to it, an American flag. So which means
mm-hmm.
so Canada decided
mm-hmm.
that out of all the foreign countries, America was the only one that didn't know that they were foreigners to Canada. And I thought that was kind of funny too.
I see. It's written in English, right?
Oh yeah, it's written in English. And it's really connected, right? Like Canada's right above America.
True.
And the Americans are just like, oh, it was the same country, right? Or we're native to here. No, you guys are foreigners to Canada.
Yeah.
So they had to actually write a flag. That was pretty funny too.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Completely unrelated though.
But that's true. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just 1 minute. But
if
you talk about like major league basketball, like baseball or whatever, you have Canadian team in it, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like it's weird to me. Like it's
It's true. Like it should be an American kind of.
Yeah.
Is that what you?
And you have like Canadian league, and then you have.
That's
American.
True.
Yeah. Why do you have like Toronto Blue Jays in?
Or like Hachimura Senshu, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess he's not. I don't know his nationality, but I guess right.
Well, yeah. Many you know, like foreigner players. I get it. Like Japanese player playing in England.
Yeah.
And
because the league is really high level.
Yeah. It transfers and everything.
Yeah.
But like Toronto Blue Jays is a like a Toronto is a Canadian city.
Yeah.
And then you have that Toronto team in the
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's a team named Toronto Blue Jays.
Blue Jays? Yeah.
And they're in the USA League?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the Major League Baseball.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, wow, that's like Canada coming over to the U.S. pretending like a U.S. citizen, right?
Yeah.
That's like the opposite of what they're doing at the airport. Right, right. You guys are the one that's pretending to be the American, right?
Like, it's like you have Proyaku in Japan and suddenly like Giants, Hanshin Tigers, and Seoul something.
Yeah, like the Korean team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's true.
Same as basketball, you have like Canadian club.
In the USA League?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, so...
Major League.
But they've got some faults too, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.